Dad. I hear that Jane and Ruby and Josie have got evening dresses, as they call them, and I don't mean you shall be left behind.
Oh.
I got Miss Stacy to help me pick it in town last week.
Oh, Marilla, it's just lovely. I don't believe you ought to be so kind to me. It's making it harder every day for me to go away.
Oh, well, it's a big step, training to be a teacher.
Oh, you're crying. Oh, Marilla, don't cry. Is it Matthew? Are you worried about his dizzy spells?
Matthew needs to slow down. That's what the doctor says. No. I'm feeling weepy about you. You look so tall and stylish now, and so different altogether, as if you didn't belong in Avonlea at all. I just get lonesome thinking about it.
Marilla, I'm not a bit changed, not really. I'm only just pruned down and branched out. The real me back here is just the same. It will make a bit of difference where I go or how much I change outwardly. At heart, I shall always be your dear little Anne, who will love you and Matthew and dear Green Gables more and better every day of her life.
Jane! Oh, it's good to see a familiar face.
Anne Shirley! Oh, Ruby and Josie and I were looking for you at orientation.
I wasn't there. I'm doing the first class license.
The first class? Mm. But that means you do the course in 1 year instead of two, and they work you much harder, Anne.
I know. But Miss Stacy advised me to do it. She thinks I need a challenge.
But that means we won't have the same classes. Who else from Avonlea is going for the first class?
Only me and Gilbert Blythe.
Gilbert Blythe? That's not much good. The pair of you haven't exchanged a word in years.
And I don't intend to start June now, even if all my other classmates are strangers.
Oh, we better dash. Good luck, Anne.
See you, Jane.
I'd forgotten what it was like to be a new girl. All the others seem to know each other. Oh, there's Gilbert Blythe, his head in a book already. I suppose he's made up his mind to win the gold medal. What a splendid chin he has. I never noticed it before.
This is not what I expected college to be like. Coming back on my own to this dismal little room with its faded wallpaper. When I think of my white room back in Green Gables, with sweet peas growing in the garden and the moonlight falling in the orchard, oh, I won't cry. It's silly and weak. Oh, there's the third tear splashing off my nose. I must think of something funny to stop them. But nothing's funny except old stories from Avonlea. And that only makes things worse.
Oh, Josie! Josie Pye!
Oh, I'm so glad you came up.
You've been crying, Anne Shirley. I suppose you're homesick. Some people have so little self-control in that respect. I've no intention of being homesick, I can tell you. Town's too jolly after that pokey old Avonlea. Oh, you shouldn't cry, Anne. Your nose and eyes get red, and then you seem all red. And considering your hair...
Thanks for cheering me up, Josie.
Have you anything eatable around, Anne? I'm literally starving. Ah! I guess likely Marilla would load you up with cake. That's why I called round. Otherwise, I'd have gone to the park to hear the band play with Frank Starkling. He boards the same place I do, and he's a sport. He noticed you in the hall today and asked me who the red-haired girl was. I told him you were an orphan that the Cuthberts had adopted, and nobody knew very much about what you'd been before that.
May we come in, Anne?
Oh, Jane! Ruby! Oh, come in!
Josie, pass round the cake, please.
I ought to be home studying for my Virgil. That horrid old professor gave us 20 lines to start on before tomorrow. But I couldn't settle down to study tonight.
Oh, me either. Not on the very first day.
Anne, methinks I see traces of tears.
If you've been crying, do own up. It will restore my self-respect, for I was shedding tears freely before Ruby came along.